So, as we talked about last phase, we're in the Jivana Ratao. And Gurudeva's Ratao, and he'd pull out Living with Shiva and find a few sutras and start scolding everyone. Course, we're not going to do that this year, but that's the spirit of the Ratao, is to try and look and see if there's areas that we're weak in, areas where we've slacked off in terms of living with Shiva. And you don't have to scold yourself this year. But if you can find any areas, then it's appropriate to try and upgrade, just do a little better. And fits into the yama and niyama concept. Yamas and niyamas, the talks we gave a number of months ago are now getting posted on the web in transcription form. So we're starting to get some emails in from those who don't listen to the talks but who read them. They're very appreciative emails on yamas and niyamas. And one statement that came in struck me. They liked the idea, which of course is the way Gurudeva states it, that the yamas and niyamas are ideals we're striving for. If we fall short, that's all right. The person liked that because they know they've fallen short. You know, said, "Oh, okay, it's all right to fall short. Well, I feel better about myself already." That was kind of the message that was being said without being said. You know, "Oh, this is great to read this," and because we don't want to get stuck in the concept we've fallen short. This is terrible. I'm an unworthy person, or everybody else is better than me, or something, and that's missing the point. If we fall short, we want to try again and try to do better. That's the ideal of the yamas and niyamas. It's the ideal. We keep trying to do better in manifesting the ideal. But if and when we do fall short of the ideal, we don't want to blame ourselves or feel badly about what's happened. We want to impress ourselves that we have fallen short, try and figure out how not to repeat that, and how to do a little better in manifesting each of the yamas and niyamas. Have a wonderful faith.